Finally, this hour, the latest entry in our series, Summer Nights. We've been exploring places that come alive when the sun goes down, and today we head to China's financial capital, Shanghai. In the 1920s and 30s, Shanghai was one of the world's most exciting and notorious cities. All that ended when the communists took over. But in the last decade or so, Shanghai has reemerged. It's now a dynamic city of 23 million, with a skyline that dwarfs that of Manhattan. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from China's Times Square, Nanjing Road.
It's a Sunday night on Nanjing Road, and this is the most vibrant part of the city in the summers. Right now, I'm surrounded by thousands and thousands of people strolling along. Nanjing Road's kind of an assault to the senses. It's full of old colonial architecture, tons of neon signs, and if you can listen here, people come out and sing in the evenings. Right here, there are about 200-300 people gathered in a circle to listen to a band.
The instruments include drums, flute, and the erhu, a two-string Chinese fiddle. Wang Hongping sings with the band every weekend. She met the musicians playing in public parks.
We're all musical illiterates, but we really like music. We common people get together and sing Red songs, Communist Party songs, just to enjoy ourselves.
Wang sings me one of her favorites. The tune is called On Top of Beijing's Golden Mountain. This verse refers to Chairman Mao as a golden sun, warm and kind. In fact, Mao Zedong hated this sort of Shanghai scene. Riotous neon advertisements, scores of stores, a boisterous monument to capitalism. So, he put the city into a deep sleep. In the mid-1990s, as Shanghai was waking up, Wang Hongping moved here from the countryside. Now 45, she works as a barber and sells clothes. Wang says Shanghai has provided great opportunities, including mentoring from her fellow music makers, something she never could have found back home.
The Communist Party reformed and allowed us peasants to move to the big cities and realize our dreams. In the countryside, you could never find so many teachers who could teach you to sing.
If music isn't your thing, there's always country line dancing. In fact, that's kind of what it looks like. I've just walked up on a group of mostly women and a couple of men, and it looks like they are literally country line dancing.
Two women, Zhu Fengying, a retired crane operator, and her dance partner, Gung Xiaohong, explained. It's the 16-step dance. It's Chinese, they say.
As much fun as Nanjing Road is, there is a little bit of a dark side to the place. I've sometimes been here on my own and been hit up repeatedly by hookers. Fortunately, tonight, I'm just walking along, talking into a microphone, so all I'm getting is a lot of stares and nobody's bothering me.
Crossing the street, avoiding a trolley, I come across this. It's a brass band of elderly men. They're wearing bright red uniforms with epaulettes. Wang Guyuan, 73, plays the saxophone. We're the Loving Happiness Band, he says. The band is private, but receives some government support, hence the five-star government emblem on their caps. Like other performers on Nanjing Road, they play for large crowds of Chinese tourists, but take no money.
The best thing about playing is it makes us happy. And if we're happy, the audience is happy.
Wang, a retired artist with China's People's Liberation Army, opens his case and shows me his saxophone.
This saxophone was made by an American company. It's not a very professional one. This is just a hobby.
It says it was made in the United States in 1936.
It's now almost 10 o'clock on Nanjing Road. Security guards appear, signaling it's quitting time. As the summer crowds thin out, the band plays one final song.
Okay.
Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.